welcome to another edition of Wrestling With Myself. I am your ever humble host, Chris. And today we're going to be talking about SmackDown. SmackDown was really, really good last night. It was surprisingly good. Mainly just because of the draft implications involved. I thought that it was better than expected just because under Vince, it was never very good. They never actually, you know, it was always like, oh, you know, this guy from Raw and this guy from SmackDown are going to be fighting, and whoever wins, that show gets the next pick, you know. And so it was never, but they actually did it really well. A couple of notes before we talk about SmackDown. Congratulations to Valhalla, or as she's known outside the wrestling ring, Sarah Rowe. Her and her husband just announced that she is pregnant with child number two, so congratulations to her. I was reading online that Carmella has said that she doesn't know when she's going to actually get back in the ring, or if ever, mainly just because she injured her foot while pregnant, and she is still trying to get that taken care of. And then on top of that, she's also just in general, you know, trying to lose the baby weight. And for me, you know, whenever I hear a female wrestler that is able to have the baby and then immediately just go right back in and try and start and get right back into the gym and start working out, like, to me, I'm just like, wow, like, that is amazing. You just did all that, and now all of a sudden you're just going to start working out. You know, like, in my opinion, I'm like, shouldn't you rest for a little bit? But like Alexa Bliss is a perfect example. You know, she's had the baby, and she's taken her time. Like, she's allowed, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's one of the things that is very vital to the whole thing, is that, hey, let them have as much time as they fucking want. You know? And I think now that Vince isn't around anymore, you know, I don't think that there's that much of a pressure anymore. You know, Triple H and even beforehand Stephanie, the two of them were very much like, look, you got to take care of your family. Go ahead and take care of your family. You're always welcome. You know, you're still welcome back when you come back. You know, you're not going to lose your spot just because you're taking care of your family. So there's that. SmackDown, before SmackDown even started, we heard that Roman Reigns had pulled himself from the, pulled himself off of being drafted. So that kind of gives you this feeling of, well, we don't know when he's going to come back. Like, he lost, and now he's just going to, like, I mean, come on, guys. Like, really? You really don't think that he's, you know, like, he's going to take off at least until SummerSlam, you know, and then he's going to re-sign with SmackDown or Raw or wherever the Judgment Day, the Bloodline is, but we all know it's SmackDown. But that's neither here nor there. So to begin with, you get the contract signing between AJ Styles and Cody Rhodes, which I thought was really, really cool. I like the fact that they started it off. I like the fact that it wasn't the end-all be-all for the show. So that was really cool. I liked it. I liked their back and forth. AJ Styles basically saying that that he allowed LA Knight to get under his skin, and that's the reason why he went the way he did. And, you know, you kind of understand that and all that. It was a good back and forth. They both signed all harmonious. And then the draft starts. And, of course, Triple H again has to make his entrance out there. And it's like, okay, you know, no. Okay, really? You know. But the thing that I really, really liked was just that, you know, that they just started it. Now, one of the things I wanted to say, and it's one of the things that I was very, very surprised about, was the fact that the way that they were talking about it, it seemed as if NXT was also going to be along for the draft, that Ava was going to also be making picks. So to me, I was like, okay, like even NXT is going to be able to draft some people. And they can keep people, they can keep their own people. They can also kind of pick and choose some of the players that they want to stay. But that didn't happen. And I was kind of surprised. And I was really kind of thinking that that was the way it was going to be. But it didn't happen. So I guess I was wrong. So the draft starts, and Triple H and Cody both announce the picks. Cody announces for SmackDown and Triple H announces for Raw. And so if you don't recall or don't remember, the first round goes SmackDown, Bianca Belair, Raw is Jey Uso, SmackDown is Carmelo Hayes, and Raw is Seth freaking Rollins. And, you know, good on them. You know, it was a nice showing, you know? And so everyone's like, okay, you know. And then Carmelo Hayes comes out, and he basically says what he says, and then they make an impromptu match between him and Cody Rhodes, which was actually very good. We're going to go over just the draft right now, and then we'll talk about the matches and stuff. So then the second round, SmackDown got Randy Orton, Raw wound up drafting Braun Strowman. SmackDown decided to draft Nia Jax, and Raw kept Liv Morgan. In the third round, SmackDown retained LA Knight. Raw retained Ricochet. SmackDown decided to draft the Bloodline, which is Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, and with Paul Heyman, and Raw wound up getting Sheamus. And then in the fourth round, AJ Styles got redrafted to SmackDown. Raw drafted the Alpha Academy, which was all of Chad Gable, Otis, Akira Tozawa, and Maxine Dupree. SmackDown drafted Andrade, and Raw drafted Kiana James from NXT, which was kind of cool, you know. It'd be nice to get some more people in there. And then they wound up they announced via social media on Friday night, SmackDown drafted the OC, Baron Corbin, and Cedric Alexander and Ashante the Adonis. And Raw got Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, Alba Fire, and Isla Dawn, and Ivar. So it's like, okay, you know, like you're not really kind of missing anything. So that's the draft, as it were. You wind up getting a pretty decent match between the LWO and Legado del Fantasma with their tag team. So it was um, It was Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus their tag team. And LWO wins. And then at the very end, they're all excited. And then they come out and they're like, look, I'm a lot of things, but one thing I'm not is a liar. And he basically showed, they finally get the camera to show who attacked Dragon Lee. And immediately they show it. And I'm thinking, okay, they're going to show it in, they're going to show it blurry, but we're not going to know who it is. No, they actually showed it, it was Carlito. And it's like, oh my God, Carlito. And it's like, well, no shit. Like, he's always been a bad guy. Like, you always kind of figured. The reason why I said that I always figured that he was always going to turn on them was because he never wore the LWO shirt. He always wore either his own shirt or he wore a shirt with the Puerto Rican flag on it. Now, again, I got no issue with any of that, but he never really stood in line with LWO. So that's where I'm at. The other thing was that I just Carlito's never been the good guy for too long. He's always been the bad guy. So, to me, I always just figured, oh, he's the bad guy. Yeah, no big deal. So there's that. And then afterwards, Carlito's like, I didn't do it. And then he attacks Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio, and then just runs off into the crowd. And I thought it was actually kind of funny because, again, he just runs off. So you got that, and then they're just like all staring at each other, and he's like, I told you I didn't lie. It's like, okay, no big deal. The other thing that was kind of interesting was the fact that, it gives Ray a really good next opponent. Like Ray, the fact that Ray is getting his last real nice run, to me, in my opinion, and he's gonna just face all the Latino stars that WWE has to offer, and I'm all for it. Let me see what else was there. We wind up getting Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton again. Whoever wins that gets a title shot at Backlash. And if you didn't watch, that was actually a decent match. Tiffany Stratton did really good. And Naomi, I think it's not that she hasn't wrestled, she just hasn't wrestled with WWE. So I think she's finally starting to catch up as far as like what they're doing. And I think that she's finally starting to get back into that groove of how she's supposed to work within WWE. So that's really good. I really enjoyed that. The other, and that one goes out to a DQ because Nia Jax comes out and attacks Bayley. The match is still going on, and then Naomi decides to try and stick her nose in and tries to save Bayley, and Nia Jax just destroys her, which is really kind of cool. I really like that. I like the fact that Nia Jax is on SmackDown now. I like that because she she can come out and she can basically be the one. She can basically be the main bad guy, the main heel on SmackDown. If she was still on Raw, she'd still have to contend with Rhea Ripley. She'd still have to contend with others. If she's on SmackDown, the only bully is her. Because let's face it, who's the one wrestler out there that you don't want to wrestle right now? It's her, you know? You also got a stare down between the Kabuki Warriors and Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, which was really kind of cool. They announced that as another match, which is going to be really, really good. You kind of figure we all know where this is going to go. They also announced a triple threat match for the women's title between Bayley, Tiffany Stratton, and Naomi. Here's the other thing that also went down, which I really, really liked, was that there is that Paul Heyman's is in the parking lot waiting for the Bloodline, and the SUV pulls in and he's kind of just waiting, and then you can kind of tell like you that he's basically like, why are you not opening up the door? And he's apologizing because, I'm so sorry, you know. Roman, you know, I always open up the door for Roman, and I'll start opening up the door for you too. And Solo immediately is just like, so has the Bloodline been drafted yet? And Paul Heyman goes, my apologies, no, you guys haven't. And he's like, well, why not? And he goes, well, you know, because of what's been going on, they don't know what they're getting. You know? And Paul and Solo just gives him this look. And I love the fact that Solo is starting to dress up. Like he's starting to look like a thug. And it's really starting to look really, really good. I love the fact that they are looking that way. They're not street jerk. They're not street trash. They're high class thugs, and it looks really, really good. And so, like, I'm just really, really excited about it. And then Kevin Owens comes out and starts attacking them both. And I loved it because all these guys are like pulling them off. And it takes like eight people to keep Kevin Owens off of them. But it only took one person to keep Tama Toga out there. And during the face-off between the Kabuki Warriors and Bianca and Jade, LA Knight, LA Knight, Jesus. Owens and Tama Toga start fighting that spills out into the ring. And Kevin Owens is just, you know, they're both just hitting each other with everything they got. And then Solo comes out of nowhere and gets the advantage back on their side, and then Randy Orton comes out to save them, and now we're gonna get that as a tag team match between Solo and Tama Toga versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, along with all the other matches that we all know is gonna happen. You know, you've got Damian Priest versus Jey Uso for the title. You've got Cody versus AJ Styles. Nothing yet for the Intercontinental title, which is kind of surprising. And nothing for the US title, but again, Logan Paul hasn't really been there yet. And it, which really kind of st Because I think, because the US title, because Logan Paul is part of SmackDown. So the US title is part of, so that's going to happen. So next Saturday is the pay-per-view. I will more than likely be doing something Sunday with it. Just because my work schedule is really kind of off now, so I gotta fix that. But other than that, everything looks really, really good for the pay-per-view. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be very, very, for the first time in a really long time. And I think last year was really kind of like, for about a year, Backlash is looking to be an actual halfway decent pay-per-view because Backlash used to always Backlash is always right after WrestleMania, and Backlash, because it's always scheduled so quickly within 3 weeks of WrestleMania, not even like maybe 3 or 4 weeks, I think it's something like that, where it's like so quick that you're so exhausted from WrestleMania, and then all of a sudden you have to immediately start looking to something new. And they usually just did a whole bunch of rematches from WrestleMania. So beforehand, it used to just be a joke that it was WrestleMania Backlash because that's the way it was. And then WWE actually turned that joke into actually calling it WrestleMania Backlash, which really kind of sucked because it's like, oh my God, like really? You're going to turn our joke into an actual real life thing? Like, that's not cool at all. You know what I mean? But it always, it's never been fun, I hope everyone's catching the Uncle Howdy little squibs that they keep doing, kind of like what they did when Bray Wyatt came back. It's gonna be very, very interesting. I am very, very hopeful that it's going to be good. I hope it's good just because this is Bray Wyatt's legacy. And I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I pray that this is going to be good. And that's all you can do. That is going to be it for me today. We will be back on Tuesday for the Raw review and the second part of the draft. It'll be very, very interesting to see what they do as far as Drew McIntyre's concerned, what they do with, and mainly just for Drew McIntyre, just because I'm very, it's going to be very, very interesting just to see what he does. So, all right. Well, until then, I will talk to you all later. Have a good day. And if you keep looking for me, look to the skies and follow the buzzards. Bye.